Around 20,000 people are granted asylum in the United States every year, but that number could soon drop dramatically. On Monday, Attorney General Jeff Sessions ordered immigration judges to stop granting asylum to victims of domestic abuse and gang violence. He made the announcement at the immigration judges conference.
The asylum system is being abused to the detriment of the rule of law, sound public policy, public safety even, and to the detriment of people with just claims to asylum.
Elise Foley is an immigration and politics reporter for HuffPost, and she joins me now. Elise, hi.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Sure. Thanks for being with us. Tell us, how deep does this go? I mean, what were the rules regarding asylum and domestic violence, and how does this order change those?
Sure. So it's somewhat recent. In 2014, the Board of Immigration Appeals, which is sort of like the Supreme Court, although Jeff Sessions is kind of the Supreme Court of immigration courts, they decided that domestic violence could be sort of considered more strongly for asylum cases. So they made it a precedent that women who suffer domestic violence can't escape their partners, can receive asylum on that basis. And since then, that's been a huge, huge deal for especially women from Central America who are in countries where police and governments aren't really protecting them, who come here and seek help. So we've seen that happen a lot in the past few years. A lot of people are using that past precedent to apply for asylum. And now basically Jeff Sessions is saying that generally that is not grounds for asylum, and that that is true for victims of gang violence as well. So I think that this is very, very targeted at stopping asylum for Central Americans. You have to look at this in the context of the family separations that are going on at the border, the talk about a border wall, the talk about the need to close asylum, what they call loopholes, what the administration calls loopholes, through Congress. And basically, the administration is doing everything it can to crack down on people coming to the U.S. without authorization. And we're not just talking about people crossing the border illegally. We're also talking about a lot of asylum seekers who come to ports of entry, perfectly legal, go up and say that they have fear of returning to their home countries. And the Trump administration has basically said to them that we don't want you to do that, whether it's legal or not.
So we have a clip from Sessions talking about this issue from KTAR Radio in Arizona last month. I'd like to play that for you and get your reaction.
We've had situations in which a person comes to the United States and says they are a victim of domestic violence, therefore they're entitled to enter the United States. Well, that's obviously false, but some judges have gone along with that.
What would you say to that?
Well, it's an interesting thing because he says it's obviously false. That is very much forecasting the ultimate decision he made yesterday. But immigration judges, attorneys who made the decision that it was not false. It was the precedent that women could get asylum on the basis of domestic violence. And we're not talking in every case. They had to prove that, you know, they weren't able to escape their husband or partner within the country. It wasn't a sure thing at all in the way he made it sound to be, but it was judges who determined that. So it was not obviously false. It's a very interesting thing in immigration courts that they're not like regular courts where it's part of an independent judicial branch. They're part of the Department of Justice. So Sessions or any attorney general can basically just trump what other judges believe. And so to him, I guess that's the obvious interpretation of the law. Now, at this point, that is the precedent. But it was not the case before that, you know, these women were doing something wrong.
I'm speaking with Elise Foley, immigration and politics reporter for HuffPost, and we're talking about the new changes to the asylum process in the United States. Elise, is this a human rights violation of some sort, or does this sort of go against who we are as a country to deny entry to these folks?
Well, certainly Jeff Sessions wouldn't say so. I went to his remarks yesterday before immigration judges, and he talked about how this is just about applying the law more consistently, that this is important and it actually is helpful because now people won't come who shouldn't come. But, you know, under international law, the U.S. and any country that signed on to those human rights conventions, is supposed to offer asylum to people based on persecution under certain grounds. And so he's saying that this doesn't fit into that. I think that there are a lot of people who strongly disagree. These efforts to deter asylum seekers, the Trump administration has kind of skirted around saying that that's what they're trying to do with this or family separation. But Sessions said repeatedly yesterday that, you know, he thinks will stop people from coming.
Well, but that seems to be the goal, right? To stop people from coming regardless of whether they need to come. And I think that's the question I wanted to ask you was in 2017, 62% of asylum cases were denied. Is this really necessary?
Yeah, that was one thing that was very interesting is he said actually the number was even higher of the rejection. So it's not like asylum is this very, very easy thing to get, but they've made pretty clear that they would rather that people not come here and get it. The DHS Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen has said people should stay in Mexico if they have asylum claims. So I think that the message here is we don't want you, asylum seekers. And I think, yeah, a lot of people would say that that's very contrary to American values.
And that could also be dangerous to people who are seeking an asylum for these reasons.
Absolutely. And I think it'll be interesting to see. But I think when people are desperate, I suspect people will leave their country regardless of what, you know, the Trump administration says, if they're scared to be at home.
Elise Foley is an immigration and politics reporter for HuffPost. Elise, thanks so much.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.